You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, and this is our latest look at the Detroit Tigers. I'm joined by Jason Beck, live from Progressive Field. Have we done a live podcast, you and I, Beck? This feels special.
Yeah, somehow. I don't remember it. Certainly not after eating a grilled cheese sandwich.
Well, that makes it all the more special. You got melt, I'm assuming.
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay.
It's up there on the power rankings of AL Central concession foods.
I believe the Parmageddon was recently voted one of the best ballpark foods in America, so there you go. This is not a fun place for the Tigers to come this particular season, the way things have gone against the Indians, but, you know, the overriding storyline with the Tigers is just the continuing struggle to get traction in this rotation. And we've seen in recent days the injury bug has bit them again. Daniel Norris is oblique. Jordan Zimmermann is on the shelf. Talk about these two situations and how they impact things going into the All-Star break.
Well, I mean, it puts them in a bind in that final week in trip where they're going up against offensively minded clubs. If they happen separately, maybe it would be a little bit easier to fill in. When they happen together at the same time like this, then, you know, this is an organization that gets stretched pitching-wise to where you have to count on innings from Anibal Sanchez, and you have to look to Matt Boyd against his old club, which traditionally has not been a real good matchup for him. Assuming that's the call for Saturday. Most likely it will be, but they could go in another direction too, depending on, you know, what happens maybe with Buck Farmer in the bullpen. This is already a team that's been carrying an extra reliever for the better part of a month because they need the depth in relief to cover some of the innings that they're not getting from the rotation that they were hoping to get from the rotation going into the year, so it continues at least through the break.
Yeah, and we've talked a little bit about this before, Beck, but obviously thinking ahead to the trade deadline, and this is a club that sure seems like it could use some help in the pitching department, be it the rotation or the bullpen or both. But it seems like relatively status quo as far as what they're going to be able to do at this deadline with the pieces they have in their farm system, or even just the reluctance to deal the pieces they have in the farm system.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Whenever the conversations get going, Fulmer's going to be the one guy that gets asked about first. And that's going to be a non-starter because they need him, not just for the future. They need him now, right now. Beyond that, you know, Norris is injured now. Boyd, while a valuable part for the Tigers, I think is more valuable to Detroit than he is to other organizations. And then once you go beyond that, it's still an organization that's trying to build up its talent base from years of trades. And I think Al Avila has made it clear he wants to stockpile young talent, not get rid of it. It's an interesting intersection right now between where the Tigers are going now, where they want to go in the future, and whether this is going to be their best chance to contend for a while. And how realistic is their chance to contend this year anyways? It really spurs a big picture discussion about this organization and what the end goal is. And it's going to, I wouldn't start to predict it, but it'll be interesting to see where it ends up as we go into the deadline. And, you know, depending on what happens in the next few weeks, this could even be a team that ends up looking to maybe make a trade to shed a veteran or two at the deadline, although it won't be some massive rebuild, not just for direction and franchise, but for also contractual purposes. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot of flexibility there.
Yeah. Yeah, in this conversation we were having last year before Miggy got hurt, and then that kind of settled it. And then they veered totally in the other direction in the offseason. But you knew there was a sense of fragility here. And obviously that's caught up to him a little bit, in the rotation in particular. Just that thin feeling.
Yeah. And I mean, the one situation will be interesting to watch, I think, will be, you know, what happens if J.D. Martinez comes back before the deadline and looks like he's in reasonable health. That gives you two pretty good right fielders going right now if Stephen Moya keeps going the way he has been. And depending on the situation, do you maybe look and see what type of interest there is? And that's one of those scenarios where you could envision maybe them looking at trade interest either way to see if either there's some pieces they can get for the future, or is there an upgrade they can make right now to help their chances down the stretch? Scouts have been very varied on their opinions of Moya over the years because he hasn't had a large resume of big league time. He's getting that long stretch right now. He'll continue to get that for the next couple of weeks at the very least, probably a little bit longer than that. So does he start changing some scouts' minds by his performance? At the same time, does he change the Tigers' minds about how they see their outfield going forward? It's interesting and it's fun talk.
All-star talk is always fun, and we know the Tigers will be represented by Miguel Cabrera. He did not beat out Eric Hosmer in the fan voting. Certainly a lot of royal love right now coming off the World Series, so maybe that was to be expected, but Miggy does get his 11th all-star appearance, and you just can't say enough about the sustained excellence Miggy has brought to the Tigers.
Yeah, and I think this year's been impressive because it's been a grind for him. He's gone through some slumps that have had him frustrated. He's had to do some things to try to get back in the form. They're not his best numbers that he's had going into the break, but I think given this point in his career, I think it's pretty impressive, and I think he's still among the elite first basemen in this league, if not one of the elite hitters overall. I think he's still very feared, and he's somebody who has a lot of fun at events like this, and I think he's somebody who's kind of crowd-friendly, who can, you know, add a little fun aspect to an event that sometimes needs some of that injection.
Absolutely. And this was another thing you could see coming, was Ian Kinsler getting squeezed on the roster given the way the fan vote went. And it's totally understandable. Robinson Cano had a great first half, and Jose Altuve had a monster first half, so he's the AL starter. But that left no room for Ian Kinsler, but he does get a spot in the final vote candidacy, so you can, you Tigers fans can make your voices heard until 4 p.m. Eastern time on Friday. But not hard to make an all-star argument for Ian Kinsler given the season he's had.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Brad Ausmus made the argument the other day that you can make the case that he's really sets the tone for this team. And in my opinion, it's not just on the field. From the leadoff spot. You know, how rare is it to see a guy batting leadoff who's among the team leaders in RBIs? But beyond that, I think the influence he's had on this team has kind of taken on his personality. It's a little grittier. It's a little more intense. I think it's a little bit more hard-nosed than it might have been before he got here. And I think as the years go on and he gets a little bit more time here, you've seen that clubhouse kind of take on his personality intentionally or no. And it's interesting, and it's, you watch him play and you have to remind yourself that he's 33, 34, and that, you know, this is an age where a lot of second basemen his age are looking to move to other positions, or they're being forced to move to other spots, and he's still among the better second basemen in the league right now, both sides of the ball. So it's I think he's an all-star. So but then again, there's a lot of second basemen you can make that case for.
A lot of third basemen as well. When you got the reigning MVP in Josh Donaldson, and then Manny Machado, you know, has attained superstar status in Baltimore. So Nick Castellanos squeezed out of there. But you talk about growth, Beck. I mean, Kinsler has probably grown from a leadership perspective, but Castellanos has just grown, you know, pure performance perspective this season. He's already matched his career best in home runs. And though that's not recognized on this all-star roster, barring some injury replacement scenario, still pretty impressive first half.
Yeah, in a lot of other years, or maybe in other leagues, he would have been a pretty strong argument for an all-star spot, but third base in the American League is just, it's so tough right now. And it's a shame because I think his offensive numbers, you can make the argument that he was the most impactful offensive player on this club for the first half. Power-wise, run production-wise, you know, even batting average for a good long stretch. He's really come into his own, and it's been fun watching a kid like that blossom and grow as a hitter in his third season at a time where, you know, there were some fans who had a lot of questions about him. And now, you going forward, you can look at him and say he has a real good chance to be part of the heart of this lineup now and for years to come.
All right, there you have it, the latest word from Jason Beck. I want to thank him for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras Detroit Tigers Edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.